Check out the Subway $5 everyday value range. 4 seriously good Subway 6-inch subs. Delicious value all day, every day at Subway. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Additional costs for extras. The
Big Breakfast. Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Oh, g'day, you bloody legends. Welcome to the catch-up. Talking to you, the listener, and of course you as well, Margo. Hello. Oh.
Hello. I was going to say, it's hump day, Wednesday.
Oh, no, actually,
Marto's favourite day.
Sorry.
Hold on.
Hump day is actually banned from this show.
Is it?
Yeah, I started liberally getting it around too early. Yeah.
What's wrong with hump day?
Because it's used by daggy broadcasters.
It is.
Oh,
I don't want to mention who they are.
And also it's a 4-day week, so there is no hump day.
That's right. It'll be this afternoon.
Calm down.
Oh, you've bottled this.
Calm down.
You have stuffed this up royally.
Let's all just shut it down for the week. Tools down, everyone.
Tools down.
What a disaster.
No, don't do tools down until we mention the mixed dog breeds. Any big dog with little legs seem to make us laugh this morning.
Oh, yeah. My wife's family growing up, very ridiculous dog. Labrador Corgi mix. And some callers had some absolute belters. The gig in Mullumbimby on Friday night, there was someone that had a red pit bull cross some other massive dog. It was 52 kilos. I believe one of the callers today pipped it with a 56-kilo beast.
Try loading that into the back of your car.
I think it loads you in the back.
That's true.
You don't ever say.
The Premier wants tougher laws for climate change protesters, wants to lock them up. The opposition leader wants even tougher laws than that, and she joined us this morning.
She certainly did, Deb Fricklington. I love just saying that name, Fricklington. You called her the freckle, Marto. Are you allowed to call a politician the freckle?
Yeah. I think so. I call some of them arseholes, so I think the freckle's not too bad.
That's actually moderately nice for you.
She must have had another name that was worse than Frecklington. Do you think so?
Well, is that her married name? So
I think so.
Why would you change to Frecklington if your name before was better? Is that what you reckon?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
Fritzel, I think that one.
No. On the nose, yeah.
I'm a bad mum, team. I've been lying to my kids. I find that they ask too many hard questions and I don't know how to answer them sometimes, so I just lie to them, flat out lie. I mean, they don't know.
You've earned that. Like, you've pushed them out, then you offered them your breast. You can do whatever you like as a mother, I believe.
Yeah, you've got 4 kids and
I
no
like
dishwasher.
That, thank you.
Not at the age they are currently. You're not offering.
No. You've stopped offering.
But those bastards took 4 years off my breasts.
That's
four
right.
Years.
4 of them.
Mm. 4 Jesus. Supple years that you'll never get back. plus, you're living without a necessary white good. I can't believe this.
Yeah. I can't believe it either. I'm starting to resent my husband for it. And he's taken something from me, a kitchen appliance. Mm. And I feel like maybe to return the favour, I should take something from him.
Bottle
a nighttime thing that he enjoys doing so much.
What does he enjoy doing?
Me.
Okay. That'll do, mate.
Straight up. Enjoy the catch-up.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
Unless you've been living in a cave, you're probably aware of all the Extinction Rebellion protests that went on again yesterday. Of course, we had some of them chaining themselves to concrete blocks in George Street. But we had that guy, Paul his name was. He was hanging in a hammock safely, had all the health and safety requirements ticked off underneath the Story Bridge. He was a mountaineer with 30 years' experience.
How long did they leave him there for, Marto?
They left him there for 6 hours in all. So around lunchtime yesterday, they said, righto, that's enough, Paul. And we had a chat to him yesterday morning because he wanted to get publicity and we were prepared to listen and he wasn't really slowing down too many people. So I didn't hate him too much and he had his reasons. His wife died many years ago and he had to bring up his 3 children on his own and he said he's had a bushfire near the farm where he lives. So he had his own reason. He wasn't one of those ratbag students just chaining themselves. So we gave him a voice.
I'm asking the Premier and the Lord Mayor to declare a climate emergency and start telling the truth about climate change. And then after that, I would expect they really need to be starting to disseminate the IPCC report in full. It's absolutely clear. The science is absolutely clear. Anyone can download it and read it. They know what it means. They know what it says. They're just keeping it to themselves. They need to be out there in media like you, like with you guys, where everywhere in media, people need to be hearing it. Otherwise, we're just acting out of ignorance.
Well, we weren't ignorant. We gave him a voice, don't you reckon? And I was happy. He's an engineer, so he was an educated man, and it made me do a bit more reading. And I'm not a denialist. A denialist looks at all the information and goes, no, that doesn't suit my point of view. I'm a skeptic. I go, yeah, there's good and there's bad. I saw something about rainfalls actually averages out in the last 50 years. It's been okay. So there's arguments both ways, and then there's the scientist with all the glacial sheets. But let's get it back to what's going on. That guy's intelligent. He didn't harass anyone. I'm talking about those terrorists that are stopping people, normal people, going about their business, making people upset. They're the ones that we need to do something about. We need to penalise them. Did you see the, remember the guy we spoke to ages ago, Serge, we talked about him last week, Eric Herbert. Okay, he was banned from going anywhere. He's been arrested now 7 times. He dressed up as a clown the other day and they arrested him again, said, hold on, we told you last week, you're not allowed into the CBD. He did it again. And he got another slap on the wrist yesterday. So we're not following through with everything. We need to do some, give them penalties that actually act as a deterrent. So if they are intelligent, they go, well, I got in trouble for that. I won't do that again. Isn't that what we're supposed to do to these terrorists?
Well, Anastasia Palaszczuk is fed up too, Marto, it seems, and she's now come out backing the laws that are being passed to send them to jail is apparently the option. And they're looking at a 2-year penalty in jail.
Oh, this is all right. I didn't realise.
God, that's pretty full on.
That's harsh.
Imagine if you're going to jail for protesting, imagine what you'd get for buying an investment property next to where the Cross River Rail is.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
4 months I have been living without an essential appliance in my household.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And
TV?
I'm starting to resent my husband a little bit for it.
Where are we? What are we?
Dishwasher.
Ah.
Haven't had a dishwasher.
Haven't had a dishwasher in 4 months and I'm starting to get the willies with it because I'm wasting time by standing at the sink having to wash all the dishes. And we're not a small family. Yeah. We're a family of 6. I have 4 children and we've got animals that we've got to feed. And so there's bowls and dishes that, you know, go out to them. And now I can't use the dishwasher as a chore for my children because essentially they're not good enough at cleaning up the dishes.
What's the hold up? Like ours broke down and I waited 3 days and, you know, the washing built up, Why are you...
Oh, look, I could justify it anyway. You like Marto, but Corey is a tight ass. Like he does not want to fork out because it's one of those brands we invested when we bought the house. It came with all appliances, and he wants to replace it with the same appliance, the same brand.
Am I thinking $2,000?
Well, yeah, about that. It's $1,000 to fix it and $1,700 to replace it. Wicked. And so I'm like, just go out and buy a another dishwasher. And he's like, well, you know, we've got to keep in line with the brand and, you know, it's integrated. And there's lots of moving parts to it. But he's prioritised the money and he wants to spend it on other things that are more important. He doesn't feel the dishwasher is a priority, whereas
that's
insane. Feel like it is.
Of course it is. And I must say, Corey, if you're not a fan of spending money, 4 children and 37 pets might not have been the way to go. if you want to be a bit tight with the coin.
Be a bit tighter with something else.
But 4 months living without a dishwasher. I mean, like my parents-in-law didn't have a dishwasher for 50 years and have only just recently sort of caught up with the times and got one. But I was like, how did you live, you know, 50 years of your life without a dishwasher? I've never not had a dishwasher in my lifetime. I grew up with one as a kid, and every house that we've rented or owned has had a dishwasher in it. And so now that I'm, you know, without said dishwasher, I don't realise how convenient it made my life.
How many do you reckon there's many people who don't have a dishwasher anymore? I grew up, you know, without a dishwasher. I think we're married life without a dishwasher to start. But these days, there's hardly anyone. Is it... What about other things? Like, do people do this without, if your fridge breaks down, they just, let's go to the Esky. And that's what, there'd be blokes like that. I had a mate of mine never had an oven. He was living, him and a mate, single bloke.
I was going to say,
cooktop microwave, never to have an oven.
Yeah, I'm an appliance girl. You know, like, Corey would go without a dryer because he likes to hang things on the line.
Yeah, I don't like dryers.
Yeah, I love the dryer. Just, it's convenient. I've got 4 kids. I've got a lot of laundry to get through. Chuck it in the dryer, pull it out nice and warm, fold it up, done. Whereas Corey, he's like, I know, hang it on the line out in the sunlight. It's a different feel for your clothes. Things don't shrink or go out of shape.
I've got a mate of mine that doesn't have a smartphone. He's an American comedian mate of mine. He's on Netflix. He does shows around the world, doesn't have a smartphone. He's just got to constantly pull his laptop out to check if he's got an email.
He's still sitting there playing the worm by himself.
Yeah, snake.
Snake.
The worm might be a different game.
All right, so
1-3-3-5-3.
Yeah. how long have you lived without something, or how long did it take you to fix an appliance that you know, that broke on you?
All right.
4 months, I'm starting to get annoyed.
No hot water.
I'm frustrated.
What are you living without? It can be an appliance, it can be, you know, a phone, it could be something.
Hot water, Brenda. There's a lot of people going, stuff it.
You
no,
reckon?
No,
Margo. Yeah, I bet you there's somebody. Trish from Margate. What are you living without, Trish?
I've never had a dishwasher or a computer or a dryer.
Trish.
So, I know, Margo. Welcome to the team, Margo, by the way.
Thank you, Trish.
We did have an oven, but it blew up, so I don't even have an oven now, but we did have one. We just bought one of those little convention things and stuck it on top of the broken oven. My daughter and I don't cook. We hate cooking.
Okay, so a couple of questions. I was going to say, how do you cook, but you don't? How do you wash your dishes? But if you don't cook, you don't need a dishwasher.
Yeah.
How do you dry your clothes? You must hang them on the line. And if you need a computer and need to Google things, what do you do, Trish?
Phone. We use our phones. So if we want to Google anything, I'm a techno dinosaur. I don't really know too much about anything as far as that goes. So my daughter does most of it for me. She still lives at home.
Is it a generational thing?
I just don't care about computers. I don't waste my time. I live at Margate. I live at the beach. I go down there and go for walks. I don't like sitting on a computer. I do it at work. I don't need to do it at home.
Yeah, I was going to say, Trish, it's almost, you're so chilled out that you've almost become Amish. That's incredible.
Do you watch TV, Trish? Do you watch TV?
We don't watch normal TV. No, we like watching DVD. I know. No, wait a minute. We watch DVD. So we go really old school. We don't have Netflix or anything. We don't even have a smart TV. We just got a digi one. So, yeah, we're not much for any of that, I'm afraid.
She seems happy. She seems
so
happy.
Relaxed.
She does seem happy.
Whoa.
Tanya from Biwa, are you as happy? What are you living without?
I've lived without a toilet for over 16 years. I lived out in the country.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, let it go, Tanya.
No. Tanya,
talk to us.
Long drop. The long drop, that's it. My pops and my dad used to get out every 6 months or so and dig a new hole and then pick up the toilet and move it, so...
Jesus.
Oh, okay, I have no words. I'm speechless.
It's like a Cambodian minefield in her backyard. You don't want to go through it there. You'd fall into another drop toilet.
Big breakfast, Triple M.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
I'm sure a lot of people saw it on the news last night. The Pacific Highway down near Taree, which is near Port Macquarie, all blocked by a truck that hit a bank and rolled over. It was a B double. So obviously I would figure the driver has fallen asleep, gone to the side of the road, bang, over.
Is he okay?
Yes, he was okay.
Okay.
But unfortunately, it's the truck with the whole load. It's a B double. So both the front of the truck and the... and the bit on the back, both contained VB stubby cans. Now, did you see it? Now, this is my problem. There was a large traffic jam, which they could have avoided that. They put all those cans into a truck and they were taking them to the dump.
Yeah, good.
Well,
finally, Marto, your incessant need to go to the tip has finally paid off you.
Yeah, recycling. But why
does
wouldn't you?
Does anybody still drink that?
You should have had a barbecue there, cooked up some sausages, and just you could have kept the traffic moving, handed everyone either a six pack or even one can. This was an opportunity. You don't need to throw beer that's just been. Do you?
That's
if you
a
dropped
smart
a
move.
Can, which one?
I think that's a smart move, just handing out beers to people as they drive past
the highway.
On a freeway. Nothing
clear the road.
Could
clear
ever
the road.
Go wrong.
It's all right, is it?
No.
Why do you throw beer away that easily? That was fresh beer that just
VB,
got a little bit shaken.
And
it wouldn't. Yeah, maybe it's the BVB factor.
VB, if you don't know, I used to work at CUB down in Melbourne. VB
I didn't
is the
know
most
this.
Highly preserved beer in the world. So they're going to throw it in the tip, and years from now, we're going to find like a Bogan Pompeii.
What?
Like we're just going to uncover a city.
It's a big breakfast on Triple M.
Well, we saw the Roosters take out the NRL Grand Final on Sunday, Marto and Nick, and Cooper Cronk won his sixth premiership, which is pretty incredible,
isn't it?
Seeing as though a lot of the legends of our game have not yet won one in their lifetime, but he's won six of them. But the post-match celebrations could have nearly cost Cooper Cronk $10,000.
What, did he say something about the referee?
No. He lost his premiership ring in the dressing sheds during the post-match celebrations.
Oh, when they were jumping up and down and spraying champagne over each other.
Yeah, because the rings obviously come in a size that it's not, you know, one size fits all type thing. Some of them are too big, some of them are too small. And Cooper Cronk, whilst celebrating, you know, they get down in the sheds and they spray the beer cans and they jump up and down and, you know, carry on, you know, like they've just won an NRL grand final. And during that time, he's lost his ring. And so once he's realised that his $10,000 premiership ring designed by Jonathan Thurston containing 160 diamonds was missing, everybody went into lockdown. And
there's a thief in the room.
There's a thief in the room. Everyone, stop what you're doing. We need to find this ring. Lo and behold, they searched and searched the search party and they came up with it, found in the esky.
Oh, he'd reached in to get something and it fell off.
He'd reached in to get a beer and it had obviously come off.
Cooper. Well, this is why you can't have nice things, Cooper, because you don't look after them. That's what my mum used to say.
And I figured that's a pretty quick turnaround. Like generally, you know, we all have a habit of, you know, potentially losing things. But, you know, within the space of maybe 45 minutes, he'd, you know, been given this beautiful $10,000 ring to celebrate the fact that he'd won another premiership. And then he'd lost it.
There's the words. He'd already had five rings. He couldn't give a stuff.
Yeah, he's like, stuff that. I don't need
just
it.
Just another ring.
Well, maybe he's just a really good bloke and he's realised he's turned up to the party with no beers. So he goes, you know what, I'll chuck this ring in and then I can take a few stubbies for myself.
Yes.
1-3-3-5-3. I want to know, what did you lose as quickly as you obtained it? You know, when you get something, like a mate of Corey's, he bought a new car, drove out of the parking lot and crashed it.
No. Straight away.
Straight away.
Oh, that's terrible.
Incredible.
Bought a brand new, beautiful car, saved up all his hard-earned money, and then crashed it within minutes of driving out of the car yard. Wasn't his fault, someone else's fault, but still lost it as quick as he got it. Could you imagine? What did you lose after obtaining something?
Are we sure the girl who found it in the esky, apparently had a search party, are we sure she didn't steal it and then go, like I better hand this back? Anyway, he's obviously has been a bit loose with his behaviour and that's what happens with people.
1-3-5-3, what did you lose shortly after you obtained it? Trevor from Daisy Hill has called through. What did you lose, mate?
I lost my wedding ring at the wedding reception.
Oh, of course you did.
What happened, Trev?
Well, we catered our own wedding, so I'm a chef by trade. We went out, one of the girls had broken a glass in the wash-up sink, so doing the right thing. I thought I'll pull the glass out for them so they don't cut their hands. Yeah. Went and wiped my hand and started to go back out to reception, shaking hands, getting congratulations as you do. I went, oh, bugger, something's missing. So we all hands on deck to have a look for the wedding ring, and the wife was not happy.
Did you find it?
Yeah, we ended up finding it. And one of the towels and wipe the hand on it come off. So.
Oh, I was thinking S-bend, they sometimes fall down, you got to undo the plumbing.
Well, that was our thought. We thought, oh, no, it's gone. But no, luckily it came off in the towel and I wiped my hands with.
Trevor, are you still married?
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh. Okay. May not be too much longer.
I thought maybe it might have been an
omen. I hope she's not a listener. Trev, can I just clarify one thing? Trev, you catered. Were you doing the cooking at your own wedding?
We did all the preparation. I had a couple of mates come in to actually present the food, and we had a few of us in the industry, so we actually hired our own waitresses, all friends of ours and everything. So, yeah, we had 250. Nice, quiet family affair.
Holy Jesus. Righto.
Mm.
Oh, Trev, nice work, mate.
Tanya from Boyland, what did you lose?
Oh, it wasn't me, it was my husband. Yeah, he lost his wedding ring as well.
Oh, it seems to be a bit of a common theme here, Tanya. Yeah. What happened?
Well, we did a lot of mulching on our property. We've got 5 acres and lots of gardens, so we decided to get some mulch and mulch all the gardens. And then when we were finished, my husband said, oh, lost my wedding ring. So I thought, no, I'm going to find it. So we got a metal detector and next day went round and all day looking for it and we found it. So it was amazing.
Mm. Metal detector. That's unreal.
Yeah. Have you boys?
We found lots of other things before that, but we finally found the ring. So, yeah.
Well, that's good. And you're still married to him, Tanya?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
Hell yeah. A little different to Trevor from Daisy Hill who said, yes, unfortunately, I am.
We haven't heard from Tanya's husband.
Bit of a common theme here, though, boys, isn't there, Tanya? Men losing their wedding rings. Have you boys ever lost your wedding ring?
Well, I got very close because when I went and got it sized for the ring, it was my wife's auntie who was the jeweler, and I'd been on a tour of Europe and the US for 3 months. I was blown out.
Fat fingers.
A chubby boy. And I said, oh, you make it a size smaller. And she said, you're not going to lose weight in time for the wedding. Wrong. Dropped 8 kegs, rolled in, shredded. The ring was loose. Almost lost it many times.
Loose ring.
Corey lost his ring once, except it was on a World Cup footy tour over in London. I was like, that's convenient. No.
Lost his wedding ring.
Convenient.
Oh my God, this dancer at Love and Rockets found it. very interesting story. Out of the skies.
Ooh.
This happened on a flight between London in the UK and Washington, D.C., where a woman said shortly after takeoff, she started receiving disturbing messages on the in-flight system.
What?
Now,
what do
if you
mean?
Don't know, on Virgin Atlantic, on the planes, and it can happen, it happens on other airlines. I know Virgin has it, Qantas has it on some of their flights. The in-flight entertainment system allows passengers, you know, to send messages to people in other seats.
No.
Oh, whoa, that's a bit weird.
That's wrong.
You've never done it before, have you?
Never. No.
Flying back from Singapore the other month, it was an overnight flight. I'm with my wife and baby. I'm in the middle seat. My wife wanted to sit in the aisle so she could breastfeed and just be able to get up and move around, right? But I had all of our food and drinks on the train in front of me. And about an hour into the flight, the guy in front didn't check. Absolute dog act. Just put his seat back.
Oh, I hate that.
So then I used the in-flight message system to message the person in front of him because I saw he had 2 drinks on his tray, and I messaged, I'll give you $100 right now if you just put your seat back without looking. So the message system can be used for good. However,
what happened? What did she get sent?
What happened? This 24-year-old woman said she went to the bathroom. When she came back from one seat number, she got a message calling her a tidy babe and a message from another seat saying, welcome to hell, which is a bit grim. Yeah. And then she said, she just texted back, I work for a law firm that specializes in online sexual harassment.
That's great.
Is she really?
And then someone wrote back, you're in the danger zone. So I don't know what they were watching, maybe Top Gun. Is that the song from Top Gun? She reported the incident to the in-flight attendants, who then pointed out where the people were sitting. And when she went back to the bathroom, because again, how dumb is this? This is an 8-hour flight.
This sounds like some form weird of Tinder.
Yeah.
Sky Tinder.
Sky Tinder.
Well, it clearly hasn't worked. Because again, if you were going to, this is technically a crime. This is harassment. But if you're going to commit a crime, make sure you can get away.
Yes.
You'll never find out who I am, 24D.
Big breakfast, Triple M.
Hey, Bathurst on this weekend, of course, so strap yourselves in. I was just reading an article about it, and here we go. It says, there are tight restrictions on just how much alcohol you can bring into the campgrounds there on the hill at Bathurst. So if you don't know, and if you're planning on going, you can only, and they are so strict on this, you can only take 1 carton of full-strength beer per day. Per day.
Per day.
Yes. Do you know the story? If you're planning on drinking more, there's blokes have done it a month ago, maybe 2 months ago. They go up there, they dig a hole, they bury more beer because they know, Jesus, 1 carton's not going to be enough for the Saturday, and then on another carton on the Sunday. If they need a 3rd carton, and then they get a GPS locator and go back up there this weekend, dig the cartons of beer up, because you get checked on the way in. You go, how many days are you here for? Oh, just 2. Well, that's only 2 cartons. Then you go and get your shovel and get your other carton out.
You got the chance, though, to be a modern-day pirate. And instead of the GPS thing, you just hand someone an old-school treasure map and it's 4X marks the spot.
You wouldn't know what's going on up there. There's lounges. There's some of the setups that mates of mine have, they take up there, they take generators, because you can make as much noise as you like. You know, there's bikie gangs up there with their little headquarters. It's madness on the hill there. I've never stayed there. I've seen it driving past and just had a look at what they're up to. Anyway, that's that part of it. I saw last night Scott McLaughlin say, my lap record's going to be broken. And I'm going, righto, this would be good as long as it doesn't rain, et cetera, et cetera. And then all of a sudden, I see the wild cards because, you know, this is part of the supercars series, et cetera. I know Bathurst is special, but it's all part of the series. They've introduced wild cards this year and they've got two of the leading IndyCar drivers, all right? Oh. A guy called James Hinchcliffe and a guy called Alex Rossi. So because they want to get the American TV audience, they reckon more than a million Americans, because yeah, the motorheads, they'll watch it if two of the big IndyCar stars are driving. Here they are. Have a listen to these two.
Learning the track now is going to be the hard part. I mean, everybody talks about Bathurst and the challenge at Mount Panorama is for everybody that ever goes there.
I mean, we've heard everything, right? From the crazy stories of the fans that camp there to the technical challenges of the track to you won't believe the elevation until you get there. So yeah, I think we're going in not really knowing what to expect.
Yeah, not really knowing what to expect. They went on in that interview. And, of course, they talked about, they normally drive Indy cars, open wheel. They drive in the centre, okay? And it's a version. They change gears with their right hand. They went on to say, yeah, it could be a bit tough. We're driving over one side that we've never driven on before. And also we're changing gears with our left hand. It could be a little bit. Have you ever been to overseas and you've gone to a rental and just gone, yeah, here's my license. Yeah, there you go. And you pull out and you go, Jesus, this isn't as easy as I thought. Can you imagine picking up a hire car and immediately going out and starting to do 260 k's an hour? That's what they will cause havoc, these two.
That's a big breakfast on Triple M.
Marto, you love spending a bit of time at Bunnings. I don't know if Bunnings are selling these. The Prawn Provenance Tool being launched today. It uses trace metal profiling to prove where the prawn was farmed.
What?
No.
Apparently it's the best thing. We got the best prawns in the world and they're being... Places are selling them saying, oh, they're Aussie prawns, and they're not.
Oh.
And Aussie prawn farmers. I just love the term prawn farm, by the way. That's a lake, isn't it? Where do prawns live?
Well, down on the Logan Rip. Actually, down near you, Margo, there's a heap of, and they had to, that white spot caused them. This is fair income, Nick. The white spot prawn, they were banned for a while. They're getting back into business now. They're just near your house on the Logan River. They are. They're little dams, and then that's the way to do it, rather than send a trawler out into wild seas.
I still think they bred white spot into prawns just so they could charge us double at Christmas time for them.
Conspiracy.
Conspiracy! Oh,
wow. Tin foil hat, Margo. Well, the Assistant Minister for Fisheries said this can identify and validate the origin of prawns, right, which is going to make Queensland fishermen making that much. It's going to help them make money.
What do we got? Is there an electronic bracelet? Are they like prisoners on parole?
No. It's not. It's actually not that in depth, the technology. It's just a bloke that puts his hand into the water, pulls one out, and says,
not bad. Good choice.
And they're like, that's an Aussie prawn.
Big breakfast, Triple M. It's all thanks to Subway. Get more delicious value with the Subway $5 everyday value range. As Marto likes to say,
you need to jam a 6-incher India.
You sure do. It can be sensational pizza sub with cheese.
The voice of Subway.
Tasty tuna and mayo. Get in there and get a $5 sub for lunch. Speaking of hungry, Snoop Dogg, doesn't he like to munch on some things?
He certainly does. And yesterday I found out that Snoop Dogg and I have something very much in common, and that is that we have the same sunglasses. Snoop Dogg was being interviewed yesterday for something. I don't even know what. I wasn't taking much notice other than the fact that I went, hey, look, Snoop Dogg has the same sunnies as me.
Hey, can I guess, because I haven't seen these sunnies, but you are married to a former Bronco. I wouldn't know that Snoop Dogg would have a pair of white Arnett's. Is that what he's...
Wrap around Oakley's, you reckon?
Yep.
No, these are a very pretentious, ostentatious Gucci's with a big B right in the centre of your eyes.
So are you wearing male sunnies or is he wearing female sunnies, or are they all unisex?
Let's go unisex, Marto. They're like a pair of aviators, so I guess you could go either way. But I would liken them to be more of a female sunny. But anyway, you know, it's Snoop Dogg, so you can do whatever you want, D-O-double-G.
Why does it say B in it? You said it says B in the sunglasses?
No, like an actual B. You know, like the insect?
Oh.
Yeah, and it's like a big winged insect in between your eyes. Right.
That's more strange, Elton John, if you ask me.
But anyway, another thing I found out yesterday, moving right along, I was really humbled yesterday, by the fact that Snoop Dogg and I share the same taste in eyewear, but a little shout out because Poppy, who's in year three at Kimberley Park State School, her mother, Tina, contacted me via Instagram yesterday and asked me something that I was a little bit taken back by because it's quite personal. But I was really humbled by it.
Also Snoop related? Did she ask if you drop it like it's hot?
No. That I can, Nick Cody. However, it is not that. It is that Poppy is wanting to do her school assignment on a well-known Australian. And
so
I automatically thought Corey Parker, you know, my husband, rugby league legend, blah, blah, blah. However, she wants to do it on me, Margot Parker. And I was at first perplexed by her choice and then very humbled and flattered, of course. But I thought, how small must Poppy's world be and sheltered that I am a well-known Australian to her that she wants to do her assignment on.
She in grade three. How have you entered her her world?
Well, my kids and her play futsal together. They live in the same area as us. She's seen me at the grocery store with the kids doing the shopping. She listens to the radio with her mum in the car on her way to school. And she thought, I want to do my assignment on Margot Parker. So I was very humbled and very flattered yesterday. So thank you, Poppy. Yeah. And thank you, Tina. And then I was, you know, just backed it in by knowing that Snoop Dogg and I have the very same glasses. So, guys, I've officially made it.
Big Tuesday for Margot.
Wow.
What a start to the week. Has anybody ever done a project on you, Greg Martin?
It's a long time ago, but I was taken as show and tell by my little... Anyway, I had to go to a school as show and tell this little girl who is my brother's girlfriend's little sister. Don't do it, Margo. It's a low point in your career.
Well, I may have organised a meet and greet because I was so excited.
Meet and greet.
I was so excited that I said, I'd be happy to meet Poppy. If Poppy wants to get a photo with me for the project, let me know. I'm happy. I'm here.
Poppy,
I'm available.
Will be doing she'll be doing a studio tour tomorrow.
Yeah. Call my manager.
I'm going to have to Poppy, pat her on the head.
Which I'm yet to find.
It's a big breakfast, Triple E.
Guys, I want to know. I think my wife over the weekend was telling me about some pets that she had as a kid. Couple of birds, couple of cats, a few dogs, right? But one of the dogs she brought up, they nicknamed the Wombat.
No.
And I asked why it was called the Wombat. She told me the mix of dog it was. And I put it to you, if anybody knows a worse dog mix than the Wombat, which was Labrador head.
Yes.
Labrador body.
Yeah.
Legs of a corgi.
Oh, no.
That's unfortunate.
That's like a submarine without any proper legs.
Well, yeah.
Or like corgi and German shepherd. Corgi and German shepherd. So, but same thing. Little legs just running around on
huge
this big body.
Oh, she said it looked like more that that a Labrador had just had its legs shortened.
Oh.
Unlike me, who's more of a corgi body with Labrador legs.
That's unfortunate too. What a description.
Did you just describe yourself
a little bit
as
round.
A dog breed?
I believe I did, Nick Cody.
Now, was that a supervised breeding exercise, this Labrador with...
I don't think so.
People pay big dollars for some of those breeds, don't they, though?
But that's not a proper breed. That's just Labrador sex
corgi.
Gone wrong.
Yeah, that's either.
Somebody left a gate open.
My girlfriend,
the Labrador's got the better hand there.
She paid big money for the Golden Retriever Poodle mix? It's called a Groodle.
Yes.
Yeah, they are very soft.
$3,000 she paid for a dog.
That's wrong, though. But they do it.
Retriever and a Poodle, I'd like to see that.
It started. Do you know where all these oodle doodle groodle foodles started? Moodle. It started with a guy
in
Australia.
My backyard. And I'll charge good money.
It started properly with a guy from Australia who's working with the CSIRO. They wanted to get a seeing eye dog for a guy who had allergies. So they went, poodles don't give you allergies. But seeing eye dog is always a Labrador. Oh. So it started with Labradoodle. And I heard him the other day do an interview and he said, I have the deepest regret because I'm the person who started the doodle, groodle, boodle, doodle, doodle thing. And he said, I'm so sorry to the world. It's such a sad thing, some of these dog breeds.
That proves it, doesn't it? When you go, oh, look how cute my dog is. And you're like, cute breed. It was literally made for a blind person.
That's
your dog's
so
not good looking.
That's just a pig covered in carpet.
I want to know.
Can we
worst dog breed? Do you have one? Do you have something as bad as a Labrador a corgi? Almost said Labrador cougar. That's a violent, zoo animal.
Crossbreed.
Labrador corgi mix. What do you got? I want to hear your terrible dog breed.
Check with
Sharon from Wellington Point. What sort of dog do you have?
Well, my dog's been upsized. I have got a Rhodesian Ridgeback that has been crossed with a Staffy. Oh,
Jesus!
Wow. If everyone doesn't know, Rhodesian Ridgebacks used to fight lions, like they used to go out and hunt lions. So they're one hell of an animal.
Aggressive.
Yeah, she's very big. Very big. She's got the big Staffy head, the big Staffy shoulders, but she's double the height.
Wow. And did you intentionally look for that kind of mixed breed, or did it just fall at your feet?
She was a rescue dog, so she was actually. We think she may have been bred, and she was used in dog fighting. Mm. But she was the bait dog. We found out, not the fighter dog. She was the dog used for baiting. So we actually rescued her 6 years ago, and she's the biggest stork.
Yeah. Did you rescue her from the Jurassic period? Because that is a dead set dinosaur you've got.
Sharon, does it give you any trouble? Does it get in trouble at dog parks and stuff?
No, she's a really big sook, so she's absolutely lovely. She's very docile, but she has had one dog attack her at a dog park, and let's just say I don't want to see her like that again.
Oh, the poor thing. She's emotionally scarred from other dogs attacking her always.
What does she weigh? What does she weigh, Sharon? I'm guessing at least 40.
60.
I think she's 54 kilos last time. Yeah, she's pretty big. She's very stocky as well, and very tall.
You've gone big. I think Tony from Burpengary might have gone small. Tony, what do you got?
Marto, mate, my brother actually had a blue heeler, Pomeranian cross, mate. So it looked like a blue heeler with short legs and a buckload attitude.
Buckload of attitude.
Now, did he mean it, or was there a gate open?
No, there was a gate open, mate. The blue heels from down the road walked up to my mother and father's Pomeranian, and then that's the result.
That poor Pomeranian, how vulnerable it must have been when that blue heeler come for her.
Yeah, I didn't think she pushed away, no. Okay.
I'd be turning up to the vet going, somebody put my blue heeler in the dryer. I don't know who did it.
Check out the Subway $5 everyday value range. 4 seriously good Subway 6-inch subs. Delicious value all day, every day at Subway. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Additional costs for extras.